Joining us right now from Keep Watch, our good friend,
Miss Vanda Hogel. How are you, Vanda?
I'm trying to get the band back together, man.
I know, yeah. You know, you, Robin, here, we'll be all ready to go. The reunion tour. They said it would never happen, but here it is.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. A little bit of snow. This is about as much as I like. Maybe just a little bit more, but that'd be good. We should be set then.
Yeah. And listeners, beware, especially if you're in, at least in South Toledo, the sidewalks and side streets are a little icy, so be careful.
Thank goodness many people have today off.
Yes. So. We're coming to pray for schools on a day when nobody's in school. But they'll be in school this week. And, of course, Keep Watch is, we've partnered with them. We were both found ourselves praying for schools and thought, hey, why don't we pray for schools together? What an idea! And so we've been partnering the last couple of years. But, Vanda, for those who may not be completely familiar with Keep Watch, why don't you tell us about the ministry and what you guys do?
Well, our mission at Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our communities. And how we do that is we equip by training and certifying people to go into schools and to actually do prayer walks in the school buildings. Now, this last year has been a little bit different because of the shutdowns of different things, but we still have people who are praying, who are going to buildings. Some people are still allowed to go into buildings. Other people are praying outside of the buildings, but we still are covering schools in prayer so that that power and presence of God can be experienced in our communities. We have expanded. We started 6.5 years ago in just 2 schools right here in the Toledo area, and now have moved into over 100 schools across 5 different states and are always looking for different schools in different areas to open up. So it's a time to join Keep Watch and to get certified. But each week what we do is we have a prayer focus because we all want to be in unity, praying God's word over our kids and our teachers and staff in their homes. And so that's what we're here to do this week is to pray over this week's prayer focus, which is we praise God who overcomes fear.
Yeah, and fear is certainly a issue that faces students not only in a pandemic, but just any time, a wide variety of fears that students would face. Why don't you give us an example of how someone with Keep Watch would pray for their school? And if you could add our school prayer focus of the week is Lima City Schools. Could you show us how you guys pray for your schools?
God, you know that you tell us that you're a God of love and that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. That's what you tell us in 1 John. So we praise you today because you are love and you demonstrate perfect love. And we acknowledge to drive out fear. And so we're praying for hearts that look to you when they're afraid. You tell us in Psalm 34 that I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. And so, God, circumstances today provoke fear in so many hearts because of the virus, government instability, academic failure. But let each person in our school community seek you when they're afraid. As they learn to trust you and experience your answers and deliverance, we ask that you would demonstrate a powerful movement of transformation that cannot be denied. And, God, we also pray for hearts free from fear. 1 Chronicles 28:20 tells us to be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Lord God, my God, is with you. So we pray for students and the staff to be strong and courageous in their preparation and work that inspire them to learn to be successful in the classroom and in life. And situations where learning adaptations of technology because of this virus have created challenges to stay at home and engaged in learning, we just cry out to you for help. Replace the fear and discouragement with hope and victory as the students and staff experience your presence in them. And God, we do pray for Lima City Schools. God, I ask that no matter where students are, Father, if they're in a classroom, if they're learning from home, and that you would just give them your comfort, give them your peace, because you do drive out fear as you just love them so well. And God, for the staff as well, that they wouldn't be fearful of falling behind. They wouldn't be fearful of not accomplishing all that's needed to be in an academic year. But God, that they will just lean into you and trust you, and that you would just give them that confidence and focus because there is no fear there. We just ask it this morning in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And we always end with a prayer quote, and this week's it's from Priscilla Schreier. She says, in prayer you gain your strength, the power to gird yourself with the armor and extinguish every weapon that your enemy wields. That's what a prayer focus looks like and sounds like.
Very cool. If folks are interested in becoming a prayer warrior for Keep Watch or even just finding out more information, how can they do that?
You can do that by heading to our website, which is keepwatchprayer.org, keepwatchprayer.org. And let me just say, so what we do with people who would like to join us is we have an on-demand training, which means that you can go on there and register to go through our training, which you watch some videos, take couple quizzes that are like 3 or 4 questions long after each section, but you get to do that at your own time, at your own pace. You don't have to wait and register and do it as a group. And here's an exciting thing. If anybody who completes training and can get certified by January 31st or February 1st will be entered into a drawing for a $20 Amazon gift card.
There you go.
We want to encourage people to do that.
It pays to pray.
It does. It can pay to pray.
And and it's not open just to people in Metro Toledo or even Northwest Ohio. Anyone across the country can join the Prayer Watch team.
Absolutely. We have people in Kansas who are praying. It looks like Florida's going to open up soon. We've got people across Ohio and Michigan and Minnesota. There's people praying all over the country together all today, praying that same prayer focus, and then going through and walking through their schools and praying specifically for what's going on in their communities. So if you want more information, if you want to join in with us, once again, go out to the website and check it out. It's keepwatchprayer.org.
Thank you so much, Vonda, for joining us this morning from Keep Watch. It's always great talking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
You as well. Tell John I said hello this morning.
We will. We'll pass it on.
Vonda Hogel joining us from Keep Watch, joining us as we enter into our prayer focus. And remember, if you'd like your school to be the prayer focus at Yes FM for a week, all you have to do to nominate your school is just to email or text to studio@yeshome.com and give us your name, the name of your school, where it's located, and just 2 or 3 things that we can pray for. Just give us a little guidance on how to pray for that school.
Yep. Again, email or text studio@yeshome.com.